As our reporter Don Gagne pointed out earlier, President Bush today uttered a name he has not uttered in quite some time.
Helen.
As in Helen Thomas, known in some circles as Dean of the Washington Press Corps. The longtime UPI correspondent is now a columnist for Hearst newspapers. Well, today, after more than 3 years of avoiding her in news conferences, President Bush called her name. Helen Thomas is known for giving presidents a tough time. She first got the White House beat in the early 60s. She's been there from JFK to LBJ, through Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan.
And Helen, you have the first question.
The world is applauding the initiative that...
And then Bush the Elder and Clinton. In 2000, she quit UPI in protest after it was bought by News World Communications, a company controlled by the Reverend Sun Myung Moon's Unification Church. For years, Helen Thomas asked the first question at presidential news conferences, a role that's given to wire service reporters. But when she left UPI, she lost that privilege. And today, the long freeze-out of Helen Thomas entered at least a brief thaw. When President Bush finally called on her today, she issued a humorous warning.
You're going to be sorry.
You're going to be sorry, she said. Then she launched into the probing question we heard earlier. But a few seconds into the president's answer, she wasn't satisfied and tried to follow up, only to be rebuffed.
Wrong, Helen, and all due respect. No, hold on for a second, please. Excuse me.
Then she tried again moments later.
Hold on for a second. Excuse me for a second.
And finally, as the president continued to talk, she offered one more interruption.
And, Helen, excuse me.
In the end, the president got through his answer, and Helen Thomas said thank you. The president, who had agreed with Thomas that he might regret giving her the floor, had the last word.
I didn't really regret it. I kind of semi-regretted it.
Helen Thomas told us today that she doesn't really care if the president calls on her, that she just wants real questions asked. When asked if she'd been ignored for this long by any other president, she replied, "A lot of them would have liked to. I annoy them."